This is Homegrown New Hampshire. I'm Emma Erler with Kirkwood Gardens at Squam Lakes Natural Science Center.
And I'm Jessica Hunt with NHPR. Emma is lead horticulturalist at Kirkwood Gardens. And every week we'll be tackling different gardening subjects, whether you have a couple of acres, a perennial bed, or just a container garden on a patio. Today, keeping the deer at bay and out of our gardens. Is there any help you can give us?
The method that works the best depends on how often are the deer visiting, how many deer are there in your area. If the deer are infrequent visitors, you can get away with using a lot of different deer repellents. Now, deer repellents come in two different forms. They can either be contact repellents or they can be area repellents. A contact repellent is one you're going to be applying directly to the plant itself. An area repellent is going to be something you're just putting in the general vicinity of your plants. A classic area repellent is that Irish Spring bar of soap that you might hang from a shrub.
And if I have a fence around my garden, if I put in a little chicken wire, is that going to do it?
To completely keep deer out, really the only thing that works is a fence that's at least 8 feet tall. Deer can jump really high, but that 8-foot mark is just a little bit too much for them, so they won't be able to clear that fence and get into your garden.
Are there any deer-proof plants?
No plant is entirely deer-proof. If you're having horrible issues with deer, you might try something that's very aromatic. So for perennials, that could mean something like yarrow or mint or thyme. Those are things that deer don't like as much as we do. This is Emma Erler. See you in the garden.
Homegrown New Hampshire is a collaboration between Squam Lakes Natural Science Center and NHPR.